Let's get started with, of course, Louis Armstrong, more in a swing era context. Here's some fun with New Orleans Function.
And now, folks, we're going to take you down to New Orleans, Louisiana. Tell you the story about Didney Ramble. Of course, you know there was a funeral march in front of Didney Ramble where they take the body to the cemetery and they load Brother Gate in the ground. And dig it. Families crying as they low old Brother Gate in the ground. And old Rev will say, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It's too bad old Gate couldn't have stayed on earth with us. And the snare drum player, he takes the handkerchief out of the snare and roll up so the members can form in line to swing back to the hall playing Didney Ramble.
We'll be right back. calling to tell us how much he values KGNU in his area.
My name is Rene Martinez. I live in Fort Collins, Colorado. KGNU, I feel like, is a very important tool for our community. Really good source of information, a nice central hub. I normally use it to listen to Democracy Now!, but I've also had the opportunity when I had the chance to listen to issues and things going on in Colorado that you don't normally hear on a national scale. I just feel like that's very important and there should be more of that. KGNU can kind of be the voice of the resistance, you know, like trying to get people to go out and protest and, you know, write to their Congress people, and people in Colorado can share their resources together. That'd be awesome, because I know a lot of hard work is going on and silos of information kind of make things go longer. So, I mean, in these times, we definitely need independent media as much as possible.
Why do you listen? Visit KGNU.org to find more information on how to give now, to refer a friend, or become a member.
And this is Dave Gloss, along with Dan, here for Swing Shift this evening. Of course, as I said, we switched the captain's chairs here. He did Dixieland Marmalade, and then I'm the head honcho for Swing Shift, as I have been for way too long. But nevertheless,
still swinging,
after all these years.
Yep.
So it's we just heard Louis Armstrong and his All Stars from 1950. And a tune called New Orleans Function, which he also performed live quite a few times. We're playing kind of related things to Dixieland, sort of with a big band era kind of look. And so I hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. As always, we love having you along. And tonight is the last time I'll be on for the Spring Fun Drive this time around. 40 years of making waves. Our show goal is $120. So we would sure love to meet or exceed that figure.
We would love to meet or exceed that figure, for sure.
Absolutely.
That would be wonderful.
And of course, it's very, very simple. All you have to do is, of course, you don't even have to go to a computer now. You can go to your phone. You can do all kinds of things these days. And then just get online, however you want to get online, to kgnu.org. Pledge securely and help ensure that Swing Shift and Dixieland Marmalade and Ragtime America and all kinds of wonderful sounds.
That's right.
Stay fresh and going here on KGNU.
KGNU is such a valuable resource to our community. We offer you a lot of different kinds of news and music programs. And I remember a long time ago somebody said, for God's sakes, why do we need a ragtime show? And I didn't have an answer at that time. And once I heard the ragtime show, and then I got to familiar with what else we do here, man, this is really essential, because a lot of places will just play modern jazz. We give you all the flavors of jazz. There's another show called Heavy Set where we give you avant-garde. And a lot of this is because you asked for these shows. You asked for Roots and Branches, and we gave you Roots and Branches. So we are listener-supported, and we do listen to our listeners, our constituency, and we make changes. And you couldn't do that, really, with an iHeart radio station. And and now I think it's going to be a little harder, because I hear they're in bankruptcy mode right now, which is really surprising. But which tells you that this kind of radio is more important than ever to support and cherish and to respect and love, because this kind of thing is very rare.
Well, and I'll challenge you by saying that you know, during non-pledge nights, of course, I'm always happy to talk to you and see if you have any questions about the music or the artist, or if you just want to call in, as so many of you think, Heaven do, and say how much you've enjoyed the show. So how often do you get to actually you know, pick up the phone and talk to the person behind the mic? We love doing that here at KGNU.
We do that. And
we absolutely do.
I mean, a lot of things are just sort of computer-driven, that when you try to call and find out what that song was or get more information about it, the phone is just going to keep ringing and ringing and ringing. Here we answer the phones, we talk to our listeners, and we actually get to know quite a few of them. And, you know, I've been in public, and once in a while somebody says, I've heard you on the radio. And so then we talk about the station, and they love that. They love that connection. We're asking you to connect with us tonight in a different way, to support KGNU, to tell us what you really think of us. how you like us. Do go to the website, kgnu.org, and donate online. It just takes a few seconds, and you're done, and you can select a nice gift.
And one of the nice things that you can do, it's really easy, is if you go out onto the website, you can become one of what we call our solar members, where you contribute as little as $5 a month out of your bank account or on your credit card. And it's a very simple way and reliable way to help ensure that the broadcasting you love stays on the air. And so that would be just a great way of getting things started. By the way, we do have a 40th anniversary T-shirt, which is a lot of fun. 40th anniversary.
It's sharp looking, too.
Yeah, I know, but
it's very nice looking.
Every time I hear 40 years, I remember I was around 40 years ago at KGNU. So anyway,
you've seen it all.
That's for a contribution of $88.50. And if you want a 40th anniversary mug, that's just...
Those are cool, too.
Yeah, those are cool, too. And that's for a $60 contribution. Oh, my goodness. We have books. We have CDs. We have all kinds of things for you to browse at the radio station if you make a contribution to us. So get online and have some fun and know that you are a part of this wonderful radio station.
So you're part of something special. What are we going to play next?
Well, I thought it's interesting. So many of the people who became leaders in the 30s and 40s, of course, were around in the 20s as side people.
Mm.
And, of course, one of those people was a guy who was very special to us here in Colorado by the name of Glenn Miller, a trombonist and arranger who, of course, attended the University of Colorado way back when.
Right.
And flunked harmony.
He flunked harmony. Wow. I guess it didn't matter when they wanted a room to name, did it?
Well, no. Because I think he caught on a little later on about that particular subject. But nevertheless, one of the great things from his sidemen days was with the Charleston Chasers, which
cool.
goes way back to the 1920s. And a vocalist by the name of Jack Teagarden, who, of course, was one of the great jazz trombonists of all time, and actually took Glenn's place in one of the bands that Glenn had worked for. You would think they would be rivals. No way. They were great friends. Glenn Miller, who contributed the arranging and did lots of things to make this recording a classic. Here's the first recording of Basin Street Blues.
Oh, the first.
The very first one with a vocal by Jack Teagarden.
Won't you come along with me to the Mississippi? We'll take the boat to the land of dreams, steam down the river, down to New Orleans. The band there to meet us, old friends to greet us, where all the dark and the light folks meet. This is Basin Street is a street where dark and light always meet in New Orleans. Land of dreams, you'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes, sirree, where welcome's free. Dear to me, where I can lose my Basin Street blues. Thank you. came with me. Along the Mississippi, you saw the place where the folks all need heaven on earth. They call it Basin Street. Thank you.
Bobby Hackett, and of course, probably most people remember Bobby Hackett in that he played cornet and guitar for Glenn Miller, and then during the 50s, his cornet was featured quite extensively on Jackie Gleason's records. Yeah, that same guy.
I have some from the collection of John Searcy, too.
That's right.
Jackie Gleason.
Yeah. So prior to that, we heard a really old recording by Duke Ellington, and it's not his famous orchestra. This was his Kentucky Club Serenaders. So
that's a good name.
That's a
wonderful name.
So
must he play at the Kentucky Club somewhere?
Yeah, but I think Duke was actually primarily a New Yorker, but nevertheless, maybe he went south for a little bit. Anyway,
that's where the gigs were.
That's right. So we're having some fun, Dan and I, here as we're going through the Swing Shift Hour. We're halfway through, and we would like you to show your support for Swing Shift and for Dixieland Marmalade here on KGNU. Our goal, once again, is $120, and we can't do it without you. So why don't you get on the website, kgnu.org, and share the love here and let us know you enjoy listening to music as you hear it nowhere else.
You know, there's so many of these shows that maybe I was never a fan of that particular type of music, but then they had a knowledgeable DJ, like Ragtime America is one, and Swing Shift is another one with Dave. And where else are you going to get those kind of quality DJs that can really tell you about what you're listening to? Anybody can play a record or a CD, but who can tell you about it and knows it in the back of their head? Well, I think in this show, it's Dave. And you're not always going to find a show like this. These kind of shows are very rare, and they're done with love because it's not about the money.
No.
If we were worried about the money, we'd get moonlighting jobs at 7-Eleven.
May have to do that. May have to do that, but nevertheless, we're going to hang in there with KGNU. I always laugh that in my 40 years of being here, the check's always been in the mail.
Yeah,
and
somebody else's mail.
Yeah, somebody else's mail. So,
were you at the top of the Aristocrat? Was that the first? Oh, maybe you were at the Harvest House.
No, at the Harvest House. I used to say on the shores of Boulder Creek.
Yeah, that's funny.
So,
were you? I heard these stories where, like, they would have to shut the door, the lawnmower would come by, and people, the listeners, could hear the lawnmower coming by.
Oh, it wasn't just that. You know, during the spring when Boulder Creek would flood.
Oh no.
I would get calls from people saying how bad is the flooding, and so I would just go out while a record was playing, and come back and tell them, well, it's over the banks so far here.
Wow.
Here at the Harvest House. So, we were in a cubby hole at the time. It was quite a place to be broadcasting.
No, what do you mean cubby hole? Because I hear it was like a shack, or
it was a shack.
I hear it's like a shack where you'd put lawnmowers or something.
It was a little better than that, but certainly not much. But that's where KGNU got started. We have come a little better since then. And, of course,
we have a
Denver studio as well. So that's a big help.
And now we're also, they can hear some Fort Collins.
That's right.
So all the way from that lawnmower shack to this, all because we're listener supported.
Absolutely.
And we want to continue to be listener supported.
You bet.
And so all you have to do is click us at KGNU.org. You know, click, 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 and you're done. And you've shown your appreciation for this station. Now, if you can't do it now, you want to do it later, that's fine. But continue to listen to the station, because this is like a jewel in the oasis, you know. So
absolutely. You know, we were talking about so many of the people who were big in the 40s, of course, cut their teeth back in the 20s with so many different smaller bands and kind of Dixieland sounds. And there was a rebirth of Dixieland in the late 40s and early 50s. Real interest in it, and I think it was sort of a lot of jazz fans weren't too fond of bop, and so they kind of went backwards and were looking for inspiration there. Tommy Dorsey actually recorded a couple of tunes, and his brother Jimmy had a Dixieland group that he called the Dorseyland Jazz Band. But I thought we'd hear two numbers from 1950 by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, which has very much a Dixieland sound. And then we'll hear more of a swingy, a song dealing with New Orleans. Here is the Sentimental Gentleman of Swing and his orchestra.
Nice. Thank you.
I'll sing you a lullaby and boogie. I heard it one night in New Orleans. The music came floating through my window like memories of long forgotten scenes. I saw a mammy and she was singing into a cradle that she was gently rocking a to the bar. I'll sing you a lullaby and boogie. I heard it one night in New Orleans.
...1950, the year for Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, and we heard a big band version of the Lullaby and Boogie. And prior to that, of course, a small group, Dixielandish version of Way Down Yonder in New Orleans with Peanuts Hucko there playing the clarinet, and of course, Charlie Shavers on trumpet. What'd you think of those?
I loved it. Especially in the last one, I loved the way the horns were kind of answering each other back and repeating the riffs or changing it, and then the next one would change. You could see a real progression in there.
Yeah, lots of fun. So, boy, talk about things you don't hear anywhere else. That's great stuff by the Sentimental Gentleman of Swing. All right. You know, one of the things that I really like to do is I like to play an instrumental version of a song and then a vocal version of a song. And this is a really special tune for those of us who love the music of the era. And so, at any rate, it came from a movie which featured Billie Holiday and Louis Armstrong and Woody Herman and his orchestra. The year was 1946. And it certainly, this tune became a jazz standard. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?
Thank you. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day? I know I'm not wrong. The feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away. Miss the moss-covered vines, the tall sugar pines, where mockingbirds used to sing. And I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi a-hurrying into spring. The moonlight on the bayou, a Creole tune that fills the air. Something more, I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans.
Stunning.
Wasn't that wonderful? Dinah Shore with Red Norvo's orchestra. And Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? We listened to Harry James from the year 1958 play the same thing instrumentally in another stellar recording of a wonderful tune. It's one of those that belongs in that American songbook, of course. That came right out of the 20s and 30s and 40s.
Well, and so, when she was singing it, I was seeing the magnolia trees. I was seeing the streets, you know. I was seeing everything. I mean, she really took me there.
Amazing how they can paint a picture. So anyway, folks, we are in the midst of our spring fun drive here at KGNU, 40 years of making waves. And I guess I've been making waves for just as long, so...
Yes, you have.
At any rate...
You're a tsunami.
So, our goal for this evening is $120. We'd sure love to have you go to our website at kgnu.org and let us know that you love the music and the news and everything else that only KGNU gives you. And remember, we can't do it without you. So
we wouldn't be here for 4 years later after we started that lawnmower shack or whatever the cubbyhole is along the Boulder Creek. So to keep us here, you have to do your part to keep us here.
Yeah, and I'll guarantee you, I won't be here 40 years from now. So,
so. That's a long time from now.
So
you never thought you'd, I bet you never thought you'd be here 40 years later.
No, but you know what? You know what's done it is A, of course, I love the music. But B, I love talking to people out there who listen and who love this music. That's what really keeps you going when you're a volunteer here at the station. And so that's why I've been at it this long.
There's been a lot of times I've learned from the listeners, too. We've got a lot of great, smart listeners out there that call up and say something. I go ahead and investigate it, check it out. So we're asking you to check us out at kgnu.org. We don't do this very often. But when we do this, it's very important to us. And we would like to get at least one pledge this tonight. We haven't had anything, and it's really, really important that we get some support to keep going.
KGNU.org. So, you know, one of the remarkable things about the big band years was that crossover in the 1930s was, well, you know, while they were trying to figure out just how much to go into swing, I guess is a way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the popular bands, believe it or not, was Bing Crosby's brother, who had Bob, who sang with the Dorsey Brothers in 1935 and then went out on his own and took over a band that was made of just remarkable jazz musicians. But it had very much a Dixieland sound, and certainly one of their big recordings we'll hear now. This is called the South Rampart Street Parade.
Love this one.
The Bob Crosby Orchestra, and certainly one of their big recordings, the South Rampart Street Parade.
Oh, really? That was one of their big recordings. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Nice. Nice.
1936.
Yeah. You know, I noticed there's several streets in New Orleans that have their own parade. Probably because they had a parade, you know, going down Bourbon Street Parade, Rampart Street Parade.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the nice part about it is you can still see a lot of that if you're in New Orleans at the right time and there's no hurricanes pending.
Well, they wouldn't be during Mardi Gras, that's for sure. And you certainly see a lot of parades during Mardi Gras. So,
well, you know, one of the things that we also wanted to bring to your attention is, of course, for those of you who may have missed a Dixieland Marmalade or a swing shift, you don't think you've missed it forever, because
Nope. If
you just go out onto our website, we'll find it for you at afterfm.com. And yeah,
there's a little schedule there, and just remember the day that you know the show is on, like Thursday, and then you can go back and play the show all over again in its entirety.
And so, you know, that's another thing that we are able to do simply because we've had sufficient listener support to be able to do it. One of the things that has always amazed me here at KGNU is, by and large, we do this without corporate dollars, and there's certainly no government dollars out there these days to keep us going. It really is listener supported. And so we would sure love to see you make a contribution to KGNU at kgnu.org. Just go out there and
click away.
Yeah.
It doesn't take very long, and you'll feel good. When you do support the station, you become a member, you do feel more connected to it. You feel like, you know, you feel like you're a stockholder in a way in this great entity. Also, if you are a solar member and you're kind of comfortable with the amount you're giving, go out there and give a dollar or two more per year, per month, which adds up over for the year. So each month it's a very small increase, but it all adds up. I've been doing that for a little while now. So it's very convenient just to get used to it, like another dollar a month.
And we just got a wonderful contribution of $120.
We did?
Yeah, how about that? Here at KGNU, thank you very much.
Very nice.
We appreciate that very much, and guess what? That's the goal for Swing Shift.
All right.
How about that?
Way to go, Dave.
Yeah, hey, thank you. And we certainly appreciate your contribution and support.
Thank you so much.
Here on KGNU. You know, one of the things that I love about doing this work is I've gotten to know so many musicians over the course of time that I would never have been introduced to if I just hadn't done this radio show. And one of the remarkable musicians I met was a lady by the name of Lillian Boutte.
Oh.
From New Orleans.
When did you meet her?
Oh, many years ago. She was good friends with my buddy Spike Robinson. I met her, and oh, they were so much fun together. And then, of course, Lillian and I became good friends, and Lillian had one of those delicious New Orleans sense of humors, a little bit on the, shall I say, the
body side.
A little bit on the body side. But Lillian is one of my favorite people, and unfortunately, she's feeling ill these days.
Sorry to hear that.
But this is my salute to Lillian Boutte on a wonderful New Orleans evening here on KGNU's Swing Shift. Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby, which of course came out during the swing years with Louis Jordan. Here is my friend Lillian Boutte.
But I love him, yes, I love him. I'm gonna walk up to his gate, see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want him. Yeah, I'm gonna ask him, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you acting lately makes me doubt. Is you is or is you ain't my baby?
wonderful, wonderful Lillian Bute. And thank you for helping out here this evening.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I love talking about jazz with people.
Yeah, I do. I do, too. Great stuff. And our thanks to Gary for his contribution here on KGNU Swing Shift and the feedback.
What's he say?
I love the swing music on Thursday nights.
There you go,
Gary. Thank you so much, Gary.
Smart man.
Great to have you with us.
That's right.
And, of course, I'm past time here, so I better say quickly. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Please stay tuned for jazz.
He's got a good show.
Thank you.